This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Mark Grizzard about Music of Our Homeland, the Peoria Area Civic Chorale Spring Concert. Performances are Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at the First Federated Church in Peoria. Mark, so glad to see you again.
Great to see you. Thank you for having me.
And the Civic Chorale Spring Concerts are often built around a theme. This one is built around the theme of American music. And in this case, we're not talking so much the American classical repertoire. We're really talking about a program of music that are drawn from the folk music tradition. So you're going all the way back to folk songs and gospel music, all the way up to stuff like Mumford and Sons and a piece from a Disney musical.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know it's quite a large category to just say music from the United States of America, so it's a little broader than just a folk concert, but that's sort of where we started with the realization that some top 40 music these days, like Mumford and Sons or Philip Phillips and other artists, sound pretty similar to some of that folk style that is very, very old and certainly part of the fabric of our culture. So taking that as a starting point to get to do American music across lots of different styles has really been a blast.
Well, two that really jumped out at me as soon as I looked at the program were Stomp Your Foot from the Tenderland, the opera by Aaron Copland, and Simple Gifts, which a lot of people will know the Copland arrangement of that piece, but there's also a choral arrangement of it.
Yes, absolutely. That's an arrangement we did by Bob Chilcott that is now a tune that might be more familiar for that Copland style, but then modernized a little bit into sort of our own choral version of it. So we get to do some newer music that might be less familiar, that sounds more like some of that traditional Copland sound, and some of these more traditional tunes with a newer twist. So that's how we're keeping it interesting.
And talk a little bit about how you chose the Beach Boys number, God Only Knows.
Oh, yes, that's going to be in our final set of the concert. That also became recently popular thanks to the movie Love Actually. That is the final closing credit scene, and for a lot of people, that is associated with that film and also associated with the just sort of mood of sort of love and universal love at the end of that movie. And, of course, Beach Boys are defining the American sound there in the middle of the 20th century. So to give a nod to their contribution to American music while also filling into the just thematic mood of the end of our concert, it's going to be a really powerful piece.
You're also drawing on the sort of bluegrass tradition. You've got a piece from O Brother, Where Art Thou? I think a lot of us will remember one of the songs from that soundtrack, Down to the River to Pray. And again, this piece by Mumford and Sons. So you're bringing in that element of American traditional music as well.
Oh, absolutely. Down to the River to Pray is one of my arrangements. Of course, we're all familiar with that Alison Krauss fiddle version of it. And the version we're doing is actually going to feature our High School Men's Invitational Chorus. And it's been a real blast working with those guys. Group of high school students from around the area who are not members of PAC, but who got to come in and work with me, and we put together this version, and they bring such a great energy. So we're going to have our own, again, our own spin on that tune that might be familiar. And again, the Hopeless Wanderer is, I think, the favorite a lot of people in the group, not to toot my own horn, also my arrangement, but getting to introduce some people who might have never heard of Mumford and Sons, who might realize that there's no disconnect between that music and the sort of Copland that you'd imagine when you see that poster. Also, people might have a great knowledge of Top 40 radio, and their ears will perk up to hear Mumford and Sons, and we'll also let those people know we can still be a high-caliber chorus and do artful treatment of this kind of music. I think it, in many ways, validates some of the recent contributions by American artists to American culture, that we can interpret these pieces, we can still celebrate their American sound, and still give it a choral treatment that really is going to be just a lot of fun.
Talk a little more about what it means to you to put your own spin and your own arrangements into the program.
Well, I hope it's not too self-serving. It is. That is just such a joyful experience to, as an arranger, which I've been arranger for decades now, the goal is to let people who know a particular tune hear it in a slightly new way. You can sort of insert a little bit of your personality into it, and hopefully create a great musical experience for people who have never heard the tune. Getting to create something new and recreate it is just something that is constantly rewarding for me. And so to bring that to such a talented group like the Peoria Area Civic Chorale and to see it come to life and to be able to shape it over months now is just so much fun. It's so fun to see the singers respond to it, and we're really looking forward to having the audience respond to it here this weekend.
Now, before you came to the Civic Chorale and before you began teaching, you were also performing as a member of a small a cappella ensemble. So did you get an opportunity to do a lot of arranging in that context as well? Is that where this skill set comes from?
Absolutely. That's what first got me on the road in the first place, is I was an arranger from high school, loved just all the music theory and fleshing out of harmonies and putting that into a all-male a cappella group coming out of college was a blast. And I wrote many albums for that group, and we toured all over the place, and getting to see, as I was just talking about, see my versions of stuff sort of come to life is such a thrill and something that I always knew would be part of my career as a musician. And, of course, that's something that I want to continue. When you have a group of the caliber of PAC with the Peoria Area Civic Chorale, then I'm not going to pass that up.
Now, when you're creating your own arrangement, do you find that sometimes you have to tweak that a little bit once you actually hear it being performed by an ensemble? I mean, sometimes does it not quite come out in choral form the way you thought it might when you were putting it down on paper, and so you need to make a few adjustments to bring it closer to what you had in mind?
Oh, sure. There's always a little bit of that. I think for any artist, you're hearing the tiny little details and having self-doubt all across the process. That is something that I think has been minimized as I've gained more experience. For the arrangements I've created for this concert, we have done no second draft. But boy, oh boy, back in the day, I remember handing out, here's version number 4 of this piece. You're always going to think, how can that be better? And that's, of course, some of the most rewarding part of all that, being able to always know that you can make something a little better next time.
I've always been interested in seeing when people come out and do solos. Do you have them audition for the part, or do you already have an idea of who you're looking for to pull from the chorale to sing something?
No, yeah, that's a very interesting process for any sort of musical group. Throughout this year at the Civic Chorale, of course, I've gotten to know all the voices and have a good idea of everyone's skill set and who has a particular type of voice. So as you're selecting repertoire and selecting solos, there's going to be a little knowledge of, this could be this type of song for this person. But we still have an audition process, and I'm always surprised just by the amazing artistry that all of the singers can show, and you're not going to be able to pre-plan everything. People can really surprise you, and we've got some terrific soloists on this concert.
You're coming to the end of your first year now with the Civic Chorale. As you head into next season, are there any new things that you want the chorale to try in terms of additional concerts or changes to the repertoire? Are you looking to take the chorale in some new directions as you get into season 2 and season 3?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the great successes of this first year was our Valentine's concert that we had at the Gateway Building. It was on Valentine's Day, downtown Peoria, and it was a smashing success. And everybody really felt great about it. I know that it was a brand new thing, and we didn't know where we were going when we started doing that, and it could not have gone better than it did. So that's already on the books for next year. We know we're doing that again. As it works out that Valentine's Day will be a Saturday night next year. But it also taught us that we can get out of the box and think out of the box and try new things. So we'll be working here in the off season about how we can continue to grow. Collaborations with other arts organizations in town is always something that we look forward to doing. Of course, we're not going to give up our American Family Christmas, and we'll still be doing a spring concert. But I think our successful Valentine's concert showed that we can try something new every year, and the energy behind that is just really, really great.
Speaking of new, you have a new location this year.
Absolutely. Our concert this weekend is going to be at First Federated Church in Peoria. It is a beautiful venue, just visually a gorgeous space to sing in, and we've been rehearsing in there for the last couple of weeks, and it is acoustically ideal for choral singing. It is large ceiling like many churches, and the sound in there is just absolutely terrific. The reverberation is the ideal balance of clarity and warmth that a choir of our size is. We just love singing in there.
We've been talking with Mark Grizzard about the Peoria Area Civic Chorale's Spring Concert, Music of Our Homeland. Performances are tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30 at First Federated Church in Peoria. Mark, thank you for being with us again.
Thank you. Great to see you again.
And Nathan, the First Friday's Art Gallery Tours are tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. Dozens of local artists are opening their studio doors where patrons can purchase one-of-a-kind original art and view artist demonstrations, all while enjoying live music and refreshments. First Fridays are becoming quite the happening, so plan to stop on by.
And the GAR Hall in downtown Peoria is hosting a night of blues and samba tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The two bands featured on the program are the Brazilianaires and the Smokers Blues Band.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.